The daughter of this Kesar said to Rabbi Gamliel, Shavke, leave this question alone. Let me answer it. I'll answer my father myself. So she said like this, let's say we would have two potters, two people that make pottery in our city. One person makes it, forms it from the water, and one forms it from clay. Which one is greater? Which one would you glorify more? Would you praise more? Omalei, so the father answered back, the ones that create through water. Mashmah, that was a bigger kunst, that was harder to do. So if they could do that, I would praise him more. Is Omalei, so she said back to father like this, Min hamayim tsar, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a person from mayim, Rashi says that means the zera, mitipas rucha, like how do you fertilize your wife? With the zera, with mayim, if so, min hatit l'kol shechein, for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create, make tchias anesim from mofar, from the dirt. The very Rabbi Yishmael Tana Kalvachayim, Ava Kalvachayim, Miklis Chuchis, from glassware. Ma klis chuchis, just like by glassware. Shamalim beruach, you have to blow up glass. Is boss of a dom, it's blown up with the ruach, with the wind of a boss of a dom. Nishbru, if the glass breaks, yesh yam takono, again they could blow it up, they could heat it up again and make it over again. If so, boss of a dom, a person, shebaruch shlakodesh baruch hu, that was created with the wind of a kodesh baruch hu, halachas kama v'kama, that even though he's broken down and he turns back to offer, still of course a kodesh baruch hu could blow him, could fix him up again, and a kodesh baruch hu could make a tchias amesim. A certain man said to Rabami, Amri, so I know you Jews say, you say, Tishchi v'chai l'kosh baruch will make alive again the mesim. Again, the same question. For every ofra, they turned into dirt. For your ofra, mikro chaya, could you make dirt live again? So Amalei, so Rabami answered back like this. Let me give you an example to what this is like. Lamelech boss of them is done to a king. Shomalavod, he said to his servants, Lechu ubonuli platrin gedolim. I want you to make me a big palace. Pemokam shein mayim v'ofer. In a place that there's no water or dirt there. I still want you to make me a palace there. His holchus of the people went, the avodim went, Ubonuli, so they built him a palace. But you understand, Liyamim, such a palace like that, in a few days, in Liyamim in time, Noflu fell down. So now the king said again, Omalehem, he said back to the people again, to the workers, Chozru, Ubonuli, so the Mokim Shiesh Ofremayim, I want you to rebuild me my palace in a new place now. In a new place, in this new place, there is Ofremayim, there is dirt and water. Omalei, so they said back to the king, Einonu yecholim, we can't build it, we can't rebuild it. So Kosalei, the king got angry with them. The Omalei, they said like this, B'malkam shein mayim v'yofa benisim, if you build already this palace, and a place that there was no water and dirt there, Achshav shiesh mayim v'yofa, now I'm telling you to build it in a place where there is water and dirt, alachas kama v'kama, for sure, you could build it up. The same thing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Like Maduch, he created Adam Rishon from nothing, from Tayu Vavayu. So of course now, even though there's a little bit left over, there's only Alpha left over, for sure he could make it Chiyas HaMesim. And he said, V'yat HaMayim, if you don't believe me, say Labika, go out to the valley. Go over Ray and see Achbar, some type of a mouse, Shahayoim Chetziv Basar, right now it's not completely grown yet. It's only half flesh, Vechetziv Adom, and half of it's still the ground. And Lamocher Hishrut, tomorrow you'll see it come out, Vanasta Kula Basar. Like you can see something like this, you can see a living case that Ofar dirt becomes into a Nachbar, comes into a mouse. There's certain type of mouses, certain type of them, Rashi says, that they're not created through fertilization, but they come out from the ground itself. So it's possible that the ground itself could come into a creature. Shem Mutami, maybe let's move back. That's Lazman Ruby, that takes a long time. And if Bahia, when Hashem will make Chis Mason would be 1, 2, 3, she says, okay, Ola Lahar, go up to the mountain. Ray and see, Shayom Ainboy, Ela Chalazin Echud. Right now there's only one Chalazin, but Lamocha tomorrow, Yodu Gisham, the big rain will come down, to Nismalo Kula Chalzainus, and the whole thing will be full of Chalzainus. You see, things could be created fast, 1, 2, 3. And Rashi says, this chalazon here, that's the famous fish. Rashi calls it here to last like a worm. Sheyotze min hayom, it comes up from the ocean, echad l'shiv mishana, 1 to 70 years. Heaven saved b'dam ma tcheles, from its blood we made tcheles. L'chadchil, Rashi says, in the nira b'chol harela, chalazon echad, beginning Yonasi 1, or l'mocha tomorrow, sheyotze min rains, mismah l'kula chazaynus, the har will be full of chazaynus. So Rashi says, what's the pshat of the avenir of the Mari? Shebeitze chalazim mashritzim kulam. That the eggs there will hatch. Almu yesh biyada lechayis nefisho. You see, the kids say things can be created 1, 2, 3. So if it's not a kash, our Kosh Baruch Hu can make tchiyas amesim 1, 2, 3. The other more says, O malay hu mimo legviya ben b'sisa. A certain man spoke to Gviya ben Sisa, that was his name, and like Rashi said, we'll soon see he was hunchbacked. That Velechun Chai Ve'ovei to you Rishayim, he called them, the Amrisa that you say, Maisi Chayin, that the people that died will become alive again. And he had a question. The Chayin Maisi, we see the people that are alive die. If so, the Maisi Chayin, people that died already could become alive, how could that be? Even the people that are alive now will die. So for sure the dead will not become alive. Omalai, she said back to him, no, according to your reasoning, I can answer you back. She said, Omalai, Ve'lochrin Chayin, I wait to you, you wicked people. The Amrisa that you say, Maisi Lechayin, people that died will not live again, have a cash on you. To Lehevi Chayin, Mada Hashem, you create new people that were not alive yet. To have a chayil koshchin, people that were once alive again and died, for sure Hashem could revive them and make them alive again. So just the opposite, and so I would say there would be tchias amesim. Omalei, so the Samin said back, chayva korosli, you calling me a wicked person, you should know, ikimne, if I would get up, bitna b'cha, I could kick you, upashitna lak musacha minach, I'll straighten out your hunchback, like I could give it to you, be careful. Almost, I said back to him, just the opposite. If you would do that, if you train now my hunchback, you'd be called a great doctor. You have the right to take a lot of reward for that. I'll pay you a lot for that. Now don't scare me. I'm not afraid of you. Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan is not in a price like this. The Yesrim V'yarba B'Nisan on the 24th day of Nisan is Natilu di Musnoim Yehudim Yishloim. It was taken away the complaints that the Goyim had against Yudin Yishloim. The Rashi says, Ayurim Bale Chomish Vayiraitzim Lito Chelet Yehudim Yishloim. The Goyim wanted to come along and take away Eretz Yisrael from the Jews. So what happened? So on the 24th of Nisan it was taken away the complaints. Now what happened? Kishubo b'nei Africa lodunim Yisrael. The b'nei Africa came to argue against Klai Yisrael. Lufnei Alexandria Muktim. They went in front of Alexandria Muktim. They had complaints against the Jews. Omuloi, they said to Alexandria like this. Eretz Kenan Shalonavi. Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. The pasuk says, Eretz Kenan Ligvulaseho. That this was the lands of Eretz Kenan. Now, Kenan avuin dihanu inish heavy. Kenan was our father. Therefore, the land belongs to us. This is the gvul. This is the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and it belongs to us. So, Omelhu Gevia ben Pesis Chachamim. This Jew, Gevia ben Pesis said to Chacham, listen. Tanuli Rishus, give me permission. Vielof Viedeni Moim. Let me go and argue back. Lefnei Alexandrus. Muktim. Let me go argue back in front for the Jews. And like this. Im yinatzchuni, if they win me. Omru, you could say like this. Hen yitzchabonu nitzchatem. It's not such a great gain you have. You won over only a hen yit, a normal person of us. We didn't give you a chacham. But v'yemani anatzach, anatzach, but if I win, like some, if I beat them in an argument, then you have right to say that Torah smoichin is chassam. You should know it's the Torah of Moshe, because Rachel's Torah won out. So he was a big under if he wanted to go. So Nostalo Rishul Tachom gave him permission to argue this out in front of Alexander's Mukhtim. For all us, so he went, if it done him, he had a bin with them. Omalem, he said to them, listen, Me'echenatem Mevim Rai, where are you bringing your proof that you deserve to Eretz Yisrael? Omalem, Minatorah, you're bringing it from the Torah. Omalem, so he said back to them, Afani lo yovilechem Rai ela Minatorah. I'll also only bring you a proof from the Torah itself. Shenem, the apostle says in Bereishis, Vayoymer oru kinan evad avadim yil yochiv. That Noach cursed his son Canaan and said, you should be a slave for your brothers. Now the law of a slave is Eved Shekonu Nechosev. Eved Lemi, if Eved buys property, who does it belong to? Eved Lemi, who owns the Eved? Unechosev Lemi, who owns the property? In other words, the property belongs to the brothers and belongs to Klal Yisrael, not to you. For lawyer, not only this, unless you come from him, Shlei Abaratoni, that there are plenty of years that you didn't work for us. In other words, you have a klala, you have to be an Eved Avodim, you have to work for us, and you didn't work for us for a long time. So Adarab, you have to start working for us now. So Omalem Alexandrus, Malko, Alexandru, the king, said back to them, Herzimulay Tshuva, listen, let's hear, give him back an answer. Omalem, so they said, the Afrikaim said, Tenu Lanus Man Shlesh Yom, give us 3 days. So okay, Nosalem Zman, he gave him 3 days to try and find an answer. Bodku, they checked out, Leimotsu Shuva, they didn't have an answer to answer back. So Miyad right away, Borchu, these Africans ran away. Venichus are the same, they left their fields. Kishem's roots, they were all planted. For Karmayim, Kishem, the trees, all the vineyards were planted. And V'yaisa Shanashvus Haisa, that year was Shemitah. That Klal Yisrael cannot work on the grounds, and here, like a nest happened, that Klal Yisrael got took over all their grounds that was already planted, they were able to use it. Now, Shuv Pamachas happens, another time it happened, again, that the Bo'u B'nei Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim came, Lodunim Yisrael of Ne'ach Sanjus Muktim, they came to complain to Sanjus Muktim against Klal Yisrael. Amuloi, so they said like this, Harei Yom, the Pasuk says, Vashem Nosanes Chenom and Bienim Mitzrayim. That Hashem gave the grace of Christ on the eyes of the Mitzrayim, Vayashilam, and we lent them our jewelry. If so, Tnu Lanu Kesa Vizor Shenotaltim Imenu. The Mitzrayim are now coming back to the Jews and saying, give us back all the jewelry, all the Kesa Vizor that we lent you. So that was the complaint. They wanted to get back all the jewelry, all the gold and silver. So again, Omar Gevia ben Pesisa Chachamim. This Gevia ben Pesisa Chachamim. Again, Tenu li Rishus, give me permission. V'elech v'yedin imam, I'll go and I'll have a din Torah with them. Lefnei Alexandrius, and again, Im yinetzchuni, if they win me, Omulem, you could just say back, Hedyit shebanu nitzchatem. You just run over a simple person of us. But v'yimani anatzech, as in if I will beat them, Omulem, you could say over, that Torah Moshe Rabbeinu nitzchatem, it was the Torah that won over. So Naftala Rishus, again, the Chum gave him permission to argue. For Allah, he went for Doni Mom, he argued with them like this, Omulem, so this, Givia ben Sisa said to Mitzrayim, Mehechenatam Evin Rayim, where are you bringing your proof from? Omulah, they said back, Minatorah. From your Torah, I'm bringing your proof. Our complaints are from what it says in the Torah. Is Omulah, so he said back to them, Afani lo yovilechem Rayel Minatorah, I'll also bring your proof only from the Torah. Shneem Adaposik says, Omoy Shav B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yoshu B'Mitzrayim, Shloshim Shana, that how long did Klal Yisrael work in Mitzrayim? 30 V'Aboyim Me'Yishana, 430 years. If so, Tanu Lanu Schar Avoda, I want you to pay us now for the work we did there. Shalshishim Rebuyim, of 600,000 people, Sheshibaratam Mitzrayim, that you slaved us in Mitzrayim. Shleishim Shana V'yaba Me'eshana, I want you to pay us back now the pay for the work that 600,000 Jews did for 430 years. Give us that much more. You owe us much more money. So Amulem Alexandrius Mukta, Alexandrius Mukta said back, Hechsirula Tshuva, okay, you Mitzrayim, let's say he answered back. He has a good time now. Answer back to him. His Amulem said, they had nothing to say, and they said, Tnu Lanus Man Shleshiyom, again, give us 3 days to think about this. Okay, Nosalem Zman, he gave them 3 days, but when they checked out, Le Motzul Tshuva, they had nothing to answer back. Miyad right away, Henichu again, so they send left over the fields, Kishem Zeruz, when they are planted, Vechameim, Shemetuyis, and the vineyards were also planted, Ubroch, when they run away, and again, Vyesa Shemeshvis, it was also a year of Shemitah, that again, Christ had tremendous Havrocha from them. Now, Shuv Pamachas, the third time it happened, that the Bo B'nei Yisrael, Yisrael B'nei Keturah, that B'nei Yishmael and B'nei Keturah, the children of Avraham Avinu came, Lodonim Yisrael, to argue against Yisrael of Nehal Sanjus Muktim, and they complained to Asanjus Muktim, they said like this, Omru Loi, Eretz Kenan Shalanu B'Shalachem, Eretz Kenan belongs to us. The Chassid the Pasuk says, V'Ela told us, it belongs to us and to you, it belongs to both of us, not only to the Jews, it belongs to us also. The Chassid, because the Pasuk says, V'Ela told us Yishmael ben Avram, Uchziv it says, Ela told us Yitzhak ben Avram, so that Avram Avinu had 2 children, he had Yishmael and Yitzhak, so say both of us deserve to have Eretz Yisrael equally. Is Amalem again Gevia Bem Sisla Chachamim, Tanu li Rishus give me permission, V'Elech V'Yedani Moem, Levnei Alexandrius Mukden, Imi Natschuni Omru Hedjit Shabon Mitzchatim, V'Yemani Anatzech Oysam Omru Lehem, Teras Meshra Ben Yitzchatim. So Nasna Rishus Gimachom gave him permission, Halach he went for Doni Moem. Amalem again, Mechinatim Avin Rayam Olam Minatayra. Amalem Afanim Yavi Rayam was also only being approved back from Minatayra. Shneem the Apostle says like this, V'yitein Avram es kol ha-shalo li-Yitzhak. That Avram Avinu gave everything he owned, they gave the Eretz Yisrael to his son Yitzhak. And the Pasuk says, U'lefnei ha-plakshim, but the bnei ha-plakshim, asher Avram, nos Avram, Avram matonis. To them he only gave special matonis, we'll soon see what he gave them. But I call upon him, Av she-nosen aktin le-bonov v'chayiv. A father that left over clearly, he wrote down which presents, exactly what he wants to give to this son, and what he wants to give to that son. V'shigur zeh miyalzeh klum, yesh lezeh alzeh klum. Does any of them have a right to take away one from the other? Rashi says, Akten means kosvam shloyita lecha b'chil chaber. It was written out clearly. You cannot take from the other one. K'moyshos avrom liyishmoel, shloyita b'mash nosl yitzha klum. That Avram Avinu so clearly, I'm giving everything I own to Yitzchak and not to Yishmael. So Yishmael has the right to take away Eretz Yisrael. So again, that's this lesson. That Av Shenosan Akten Lebonav, a father left over a clear statement what should be done with his sons. Bechayiv, Veshigazer Miyazer, he threw one away from the other. As he says clearly, he should only go to Yitzchak and not to Yishmael. Klum Yesh Lezer Azer Klum. Does Yishmael have right to come and take away Eretz Yisrael? And Yishmael only got, the Bnei Keturah only got Matonis. And the Gemara explains, my Matonis, what are the Matonis? Or maybe Yirmi Baraba, Malamid Shemosalem, Shem Tumah. Avraham Avinu gave over the Koich of the Tumah to the Arabs. There's this Koich of Tumah in the world. So Avraham Avinu wanted to take it away from Klai Yisrael, took it away from Yitzchak, and he gave it over to Yishmael. That's all you deserve, nothing more. So the kids again, Klai Yisrael won over the Arabs. Oh, Maloi, and Antoninus, the Rebbe, Antoninus said to Rebbe, Guf Nishama Yecholim Lifter Atza Menadin. You know, the Guf, the body, and the Nishama, they could free themselves from Din, and Klai Yisrael should not give them back punishment. Kate said, how is this? Guf Amma, the Guf, the body has the right to say, Nishama Chatois, it's not my fault, the Nishama did the Avera. Shemiyoyim Shepirshmimenu, Harenu Mutu Kevin Daimu Mekever. Listen, like, since the day I died, like when the neshama left me, did I do anything wrong? So it's a raya that me, myself, the goof, can't do anything. I can't do anything. When I was alive, it was the neshama's fault. Now, when the Hashem says, okay, let's see what the neshama has to say. When the neshama says back, no, goof chata, it's the goof that did the avera. Shemiyim sheprashti mimenu, the day that I went away from the goof, hareni parachas bavir, I'm flying in the air, kitzipur, like a bird. In other words, I'm not doing anything wrong. It wasn't me that did the chatoim, it was the goof. And Amalei said back to him, Emchlucho maslam adabodayim, let me give an example to what this is like. The melech basavadam, shayulay paradis no, he had a beautiful orchard. He had nice